ちゃん。
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't get mad at me. Don't get mad at me. A study came out today saying chocolate and red wine may not be so good. I don't know. These guys need to get their poo-poo together. I really don't understand why they all can't agree on this. I know we were just talking about let's go eat some chocolate. Anyway, now scientists say that there is no proof that chocolate and red wine cut heart disease. And it's funny, because I have patients all the time who say that their cardiologist told them to drink. Why aren't I telling them to drink? And I'm like, well, I can't. You know, I'm the family doc. Family doc needs to play it safe. I mean, we have more cojones than I pretend to have, honestly. But when it comes to alcohol, you know, the AAFP, it really doesn't have a recommendation. And you know how the U.S. Task Force does it. They don't want us to, you know, wipe our butts without making sure they approve it. But anyway, I was telling people to go, you know, scarf down the dark chocolate. Anyway, they say that the evidence that dark chocolate protects the heart is elusive. Did you guys feel eluded? I didn't feel eluded. I'll eat the chocolate. I don't care. Now, who is the one that ticked us all off? Stefan Desch from the University of Leipzig Heart Center in Germany. He said a more conclusive trial could be difficult because the real thing would have to be tested against a dummy substance that looked and tasted like chocolate. And if we had a dummy substance, don't you think we'd want to eat the dummy substance? They say, oh, my nose is running. Boy, you could really hear that drip. Sorry, people. I got some new gear, and it really sounds heightened. It's just, unfortunately, I mean, I'm hearing every crack and gurgle and slurp that my body makes, which means if I hear it, you all hear it. Huh. You know what? If I turn down my headphones, I don't have to hear it. I mean, you hear it, but at least I don't have to hear it. Anyway, they say, some small studies have claimed that chocolate lowers blood pressure and reduces inflammation in the body, but Mr. Desch is unconvinced. Now, how come none of you ladies are asking if he's single? Okay, so what about the alcohol? Okay, where are we going there? They say alcohol also, they say they've tested resveratrol, which is found in the skin of red grapes. Okay, but they said that other studies out of Erasmus University Medical Center in Rotterdam failed to replicate the findings of heart benefits from taking resveratrol. But they were taking it in caplets. Okay, so what does that leave us to do? Are we allowed to have chocolate or are we allowed to have, wine under the guise that it's helping our heart? Probably not. I mean, you know, when I eat chocolate, I say it, you know, helps my PMS. I mean, I'm really not going to try and pretend I'm, you know, trying to fix an ailing heart. Now, trust me, when I got dumped in school years ago, oh yeah, chocolate did it. Rocky Road ice cream, oh, root beer float. Coke float with Rocky Road ice cream. I know. But now that I'm a doctor, I have to say, oh, no. The data is elusive. All right. Okay, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. Looks like 6 cups of coffee a day can keep the bowel cancer away. Here's another study telling us to drink coffee, which we don't like the taste of at all. They also think that a common virus has been found that could possibly cause diabetes. Remember, we've always talked about, well, diabetes can be caused by genetics, or it can be caused by overweight, or it could be caused by a virus. And everyone's like, well, what virus? We're like, well, you don't know what virus. All right. Well, I think they do know. Okay. Now we got a man in Oregon who's suing his dentist. Let me go into this one. For those joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Did you guys hear about this? Somebody in Oregon had his braces on for 11 years. I don't know why. And he's now suing the dentist because all his teeth have rot. Devin Bost, 22 years old, is suing his orthodontist, Dr. Brad Chivatal, of Oregon-based Chavital Orthodontics for allowing him to wear his braces from age 7 to 18. He's asking for $185,000, which breaks down to $35,000 for corrective oral surgery and $150,000 for pain and suffering. According to the lawsuit, he had the braces put on by another orthodontist, started to see Chavital in 1997 when he lived in Eugene, Oregon. He didn't visit the doctor as often as he should have. And then 2008, he allegedly received an urgent call from the orthodontist's office saying the braces had to be removed immediately. So what happened here? Okay, did somebody, you know, not get a clue? I mean, was he, if he was seeing the doctor from 1997 on, okay, somebody really messed up. But if he hardly saw the doctor and all of a sudden he shows up in 2006, I don't know. I don't know where this is going to go, but something tells me it's going to go bad for the doctor. All right, so he had worn his braces from elementary school until he graduated high school. Now, his mother is a doctor. The kid's mother was a doctor, but she didn't think anything was odd. Why would that be? Because we don't learn dental in doctor school, right? I would love to learn dentistry. I would love to learn more about the teeth. And no, we don't get a lot of dentistry. Now, honestly, I think it's a little embarrassing for a doctor to not realize something was amiss. I mean, dude, the kid has his braces. Usually braces, you're only in braces for about maybe a year and a half, 2 years at the most. You know, and then maybe you get the retainer and you know, other things to kind of, you know, keep your teeth aligned, you know, the rubber bands and all that other stuff. But honestly, I don't understand how a doctor couldn't figure this out. Now, the American Association of Orthodontics, there's always associations, recommends that children visit the orthodontist for a checkup no later than 7. Most patients begin treatment between 9 and 14. And it looks like, according to this article, they wear the, braces 1 to 3 years. So if any of you have braces on and you think your doctor flaked, you may want to call the orthodontist and say, look, my braces, está en mis dientes, ayúdame. Okay, because they'll rot the teeth. You can't have braces on that long. I don't understand why the doctor mom did, and you know, I mean, here's the thing. Okay, yes, the orthodontist obviously did something wrong, but really? Mom? Really? You don't even have to be a doctor. Duh. All right. When we come back, we got to talk about the colon again. No show is complete without the colon. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Have you heard? Now there's a male enhancement formula clinically tested to work on demand, and you're invited to try it risk-free. TestoCharge is guaranteed to give you the edge you need when you need it. All-natural TestoCharge has ingredients shown to increase libido and boost performance. TestoCharge is safe and it works. With TestoCharge, you'll experience an increase in romantic desire, so you'll be ready when the time comes. And with TestoCharge, you'll get an extra boost in performance, giving you both a night you'll never forget. See why TestoCharge is being called the natural alternative every man should know about. Get your risk-free trial, but hurry. This offer is only for a limited time. Just call 1-800-764-7415. That's 1-800-764-7415. TestoCharge is the natural male enhancement product you've been waiting for. Just call 1-800-764-7415. That's 1-800-764-7415.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I saw this earlier today. This is kind of interesting. Penn State has ordered its band to not play Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline song. Right, because I guess in Sweet Caroline, doesn't he have the part where it's like, touching me, touching you, or something like that. I don't know, right? Touching me, touching you. Anyway, I guess the band is not allowed to play that song. They also want to block other songs that could have any provocative sort of lyrics. Sweet Caroline was written, I believe, after Caroline Kennedy. Right, I think Neil Diamond saw Caroline Kennedy as a little girl. But isn't touching me, touching you, is that kind of a grown-up song? I don't know. Okay, so that's what's going on with Penn State. Penn State's going to always be in the news. Now a victim is suing Penn State. This is just not going to, this whole ordeal and disaster is not going to get better. You know, I just had another patient who had told me that, you know, she had been assaulted as a child, you know, still having a lot of difficulty getting over it. And, you know, she's like, at least I was able to, you know, talk about it. And I was able to, you know, come forward and you know, seek some help. And but, you know, a lot of people, they put that memory completely out of their minds. And if there's any silver lining to this horrible tragedy, and usually with, you know, bad things, there's usually something good that can be made of it. Maybe what's, if there is any, like I said, silver lining to this horrible mess that happened at Penn State, is I think many people have since then realized that they could come forward and they could talk to people about their history of assault. Because most of the time, we just bottle it up and we just keep it inside and we, you know, or we don't even realize it was assault. And I told you about what happened to me when I was, in college. I had a kidney stone and I don't know if I would call it assault. I mean, if you look at the definition, it is. But again, you know, you just don't realize what's happening to you when it's happening. So anyway, you know, I had my kidney stone. Everything was, passed or whatever. And I was told to see a kidney doctor. So I went and saw the kidney doctor and he had his nurse leave the room and he had me undressed and he just started to touch and fondle or whatever. But it was my first time with, you know, a real doctor, not a pediatrician. So I guess that's what was supposed to happen. And I didn't realize it happened and that anything was wrong. Of course, you know, my boyfriend kind of was like, you know, really? Maybe I should have been there. And I'm like, look, it's a doctor. I guess that's what doctors do. But he's a kidney doctor. Why was he fondling? Anyway, and I didn't realize anything was wrong until I'm in medical school years later. And we had a professor up at the front of the class going through a case. And he was asking, okay, so we have a person here, you know, with a, you know, possible kidney stone. You know, what do you want to order on him? What do you want to do? And, you know, we go through what to order, you know, IVP at the time, you know, blood work, strainer, et cetera. And he finishes. He's like, all right, is that it? And I go, well, wait a second. Yeah, I'm thinking it was such a cursory exam. I'm like, you didn't check for inguinal lymph nodes. You didn't do pelvic. You didn't examine the breasts. And he's like, what are you talking about? And my friend's sitting next to me going, oh, my gosh, please, no. And I go, well, when I had my kidney stone, you know, and everyone's starting to sink in their seat, that's what my doctor did to me. You know, and then people whispering, oh, gosh, can you say assault? Can you say, you know, and it was, I mean, I feel blessed that I never underwent what most people who have been assaulted have undergone. I mean, that was nothing compared to what, but you see, I didn't even realize something wrong was done. I felt like something was wrong at the time, but I shrugged it off and it bothered me. But I was like, you know what? I'm just going to repress it, suppress it. I got things to do until I realized that it was wrong. And of course I admitted it to my whole medical school class. So not only did I feel like I was wronged, I also looked like a complete idiot. So, when it comes to, you know, what happened with Penn State, I am hoping that any good of this came from people realizing, you want to know what? This happens a lot. It happened to me. I want to get treated for it. And I want to educate people on what happened and educate people on how to prevent them from being victims. And, we're starting to see more and more people say, you know, look, and today my patient's like, you know, what can I do? And I go, I have a great group you could talk to, some great girls that you could talk to and turn something horrible into something that could be positive and be even life-saving. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, this story just came out. Boy, doctors are in the news today a lot. Anyway, there's a doctor under fire for refusing to treat an overweight woman who was 200 pounds on grounds that she was worried her staff would get hurt. Now, allegedly, this is a doctor in Worcester, Massachusetts, Dr. Helen Carter. Apparently, she has won awards, being a physician and internist, and has not been treating overweight patients. She says she has been too often injured by them. She admits that her weight loss, that weight does fluctuate. Excuse me, I'm reading this as we go. She says, who's getting hurt? They say her office is unable to accommodate a certain weight, and we put a limit on it. Now, apparently, to the American Medical Association's Council on Ethics and Judicial Affairs says she is well within her legal and ethical rights to do that. They say both patients and physicians should exercise freedom in whom to enter a patient relationship with. Oh, my gosh. If I closed my practice to people over 200 pounds, I wouldn't be able to pay the power bill. I don't know how she does that. She's earned reviews from ZocDoc.com, been called meticulous. What? Okay, who is getting hurt and why? It's not sane. Now, another looks like there's an OB-GYN, Dr. Albert Tiana in Florida, who made headlines for the same reason. Now, here's the thing. As a doctor, I think we do have a choice to discharge patients. If they're unruly, if we believe the patient is a threat, and trust me, I have discharged many patients who I thought would be a threat and would harm my staff. in terms of somebody being obese, you know, if you're seeing people in a regular clinic and they're walking themselves and you don't have to have any staff lift them, I'm not sure what the issue is. I mean, we have so many people in our office that come and see us that are over 200 pounds, even men. So, I you know, if you are refusing to treat somebody because they're 200 pounds, then does that mean you don't have a lot of men in your practice? I'm a little confused by what's going on here. Now, do I not like my staff lifting people? Absolutely. And luckily, my husband works with me, so I have him do most of the lifting. It's okay. I'm married to him. I can do his hernia checks. It's all right. So, no, but we really don't have to lift that many people. I mean, if somebody falls or collapses, we lie them on the ground right then and there. You don't lift the victim. You have them lie down, make sure you get blood flow to the brain. You can call 911. So there's really no situation. Now, if a doctor wants to discharge a patient because they think they're noncompliant and they don't want to be responsible for their health because they're obese and they don't lose weight, yes, a doctor will do that. I just had another patient, a sweet patient. She's been my patient now for a couple of years. I wanted to send her to a specialist, and she said the specialist wouldn't see her anymore because she missed one appointment. And she said missing that one appointment, he decided to fire her from the practice. Doctors can do that. Remember what I've told you. I go, doctors right now have absolutely no choice or no control over what is happening to the practice and how they're getting sued. You know, if they think they're going to be at risk for a failure to diagnose lawsuit, then they are going to kick out any patient that could put them in that liability risk. And unfortunately, you're seeing people that don't think they're a risk, and many of us don't look at them as a risk. But who knows? If these doctors were burned before, they may not want to take you. You know, I mean, look at that doctor. We're going to bring him up again and again. And I'm sorry if y'all get sick of hearing this, but remember that doctor who got sued for almost $2 million because the man cheated on his wife and had a menage a trois, had a heart attack during the menage a trois, and the wife sued the doctor for not telling him to not have sex, and actually won. Actually won. So you may have doctors look at that case and go, okay, if I think you're going to cheat on your wife or I think you're going to have sex before you get your cardiac testing done, I don't want you here. It's not worth the $25 I'm going to get paid from the insurance. But I'm going to try to get a little bit more information on this. What exactly is going on with, you know, with a woman who could be over 200 pounds, how that could hurt your office staff? I mean, I commend any doctor for making sure they protect their staff, but something doesn't sound right. I'm wondering if, you know, maybe there was some sort of a lawsuit where somebody had a heart attack or whatever, tried to blame her. I don't know. I don't know. So, you know, For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC. What do I know? I don't know. I don't know. I'm sure I'm going to find another article on this and, you know, fill you guys in tomorrow. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. By the way, don't forget, we are now booking for the Alaskan cruise. We are going to Alaska next June, Inside Passage, so it's nice, calm water. You don't get seasick. We got a great rate. Rooms are booking up. We're going to have parties. We're going to have prizes. You guys are going to get plenty of alone time if you want, but we're also going to teach you some good stuff. So please go to my website at drdahlia.com and get yourself hooked up. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8 inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see 3 great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Kyle, who is working the dials. Don't forget later when you go on Facebook to search up the Dr. Dahlia Show. I would love to connect and see what you guys are up to. And don't forget to also follow us on Twitter. By the way, some of you truckers, too. Thank you all. I love getting my messages and emails and calls from you guys. God bless you guys. I'm sorry I haven't gotten a chance to talk to you. Some of you I have called up, because you've left some very interesting calls. And, glad you guys are out there and doing what you're doing. God bless the troops. God bless all our first responders. And God bless all our radio listeners. Amen. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the hantavirus has killed another Yosemite camper. Now, remember one had died, a gentleman from Northern California, and then there was a female who was in the hospital recuperating. This second person who has died has nothing to do with those first two. This second person, whose name and gender has not been released, died from hantavirus pulmonary syndrome, which is a flu-like disease that is spread from these rodent droppings and urine. He had been camping at the Park's Curry Village campground, where at least 3 other campers are thought to have acquired the virus. 2 of the 4 known cases have been fatal. So, of course, Park Superintendent Don Neubacher has said the health of our visitors is our paramount concern, and we are making every effort to notify and inform our visitors of any potential illness. They're encouraging anyone who stayed in the Curry Village since June to be aware of the symptoms of hantavirus. Now, remember, hantavirus will usually kick in a little quick. Actually, I think the hantavirus can kick in a little slower than what we've seen with the West Nile fever and West Nile virus. But the hantavirus, it could be a lot more fatal. Early symptoms could be, you know, you're a little fatigued, nauseous, sometimes muscle aches, headaches. And with hantavirus, you could actually start getting stomach pain, nausea, diarrhea. Sometimes to get, if it develops into a pulmonary syndrome, you could have coughing, shortness of breath, and the lungs fill with fluid. Unfortunately, that's how the second person died. Hantavirus enters through the mouth and nose when you breathe or ingest rodent poop, urine, or saliva. Now, I know some of you are like, oh, my gosh, that's disgusting. Well, you've obviously never camped. You know, when you camp and you're out there and you're kneeling and squatting to make the fire and trying to rinse out your pan, I mean, things are flying and spraying and moving all over the place. You know, when I was in school, I talk about this picture where they really slow-mo'd and used some sort of electronic imaging to show what happens when people breathe and then what happens when people sneeze. And you see the droplet transmission, et cetera. And, you know, just imagine if you could really slow-mo and magnify what goes on when you just walk around your campsite. If there's rodent droppings around there, don't be surprised that nothing's going to fall or get into your food or you won't ingest it. So, you know, when you're out there in the dirt and you know, really kind of, you know, roughing it and enjoying nature, yeah, absolutely. All right. So they also say very rarely hantavirus can also come from rodent bites. Then you get a direct blood sort of exposure, but it is rare. Don't worry, if you get hantavirus and you kissed somebody when you were camping out or doing lovey-dovey, you probably didn't give it to them. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Scientists are warning you to not use your iPad or your iPhone or your tablet before you go to bed because you won't sleep. They say teens are having more and more sleeping issues because they are screwing around with their electronic gadgets. If you play with your electronic gadgets just 2 hours before bed, it can cause sleep problems. Now, a new study from Lighting Research Center at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute, or LARICA Rensselaer, believe that the displays of the computer cause melatonin suppression. Remember I said years ago that I thought some of the increase in cancer cases, maybe it's because we're on the computers too much? Well, if computers mess with your melatonin, and remember we talked about shift work yesterday or the other day, and people that have shift work disorder could be more inclined to cancer, right, because of their melatonin and their cycle disrupted. Maybe that's where it comes from. See, I'm not that crazy. I tried to get in contact with Kim Komando. Talk to Kim Komando. Ever come on the show? She wouldn't answer me. And, cause she probably thought, oh, well, that's all we need. Dr. Dahlia talking about computers and cancer. Cause, you know, computers are her thing. I mean, she's really good when it comes to computers, but she didn't even want to go there. Well, I don't know. Anyway, you know, melatonin is a chemical that kind of controls our body clock. And they say if you have 2 hour exposure to light from a self-luminous electronic display, it could suppress your melatonin by about 22%. This is why we always say don't go on the computer right before you go to bed. However, most of us, we're working all day, we deal with the kids, we deal with their homework. What do? We relax, we sit down in front of the computer. Many of you tune into GCN Live, and God bless you for doing it, and you listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, just turn the monitor off. If you were listening to any internet radio, right, like my show, just turn the monitor off. All right. This way you aren't, you know, getting your melatonin suppression. But many of us, we go on Facebook. I mean, I'm usually on Facebook before I go to bed. Right. Or I'm on Twitter or I'm, you know, dealing with some of my podcasts. That's the only time I can do my work because the kids leave. So, interesting. Okay. So these are your self-luminous tablets. Now, I know some of you also, that's when, you know, your fiber kicks in. So you need to play your games. Maybe lower the light or lower the brightness. Can you maybe do that? And you know, that's an idea too. What about sunglasses? You know, I don't know. But my problem with it is I don't think it's just the light. I think your brain is being so hyperstimulated by the colors, by the, I mean, look at Facebook. Facebook has that contrast between the dark blue and the white. Twitter, people have the pages behind Twitter with colors. I mean, I think there's something to do with all these little megapixels that hit your brain. So I think there's just a little more to it. Okay, now, this is something pretty cool. They say scientists have created a cyborg type of tissue by embedding human tissue with a network of silicon nanowires that can detect electrical signals generated by cells deep within the tissue. What does all that mean? I really don't know. This is all too techie for me. But they say that the nano network was also able to measure changes in those cellular signals, ooh, that occurred in response to drugs that stimulate the heart or nervous system. Now, researchers have created blood vessels with the embedded wires, which could detect, like, acidic changes that occur inside and outside. Then what it could do is, I guess, help us monitor, see what's going on in your body. So having some sort of electronics embedded in human tissue that could tell people, let's say at Harvard, who created this, what's going on, I think is, you know, going to help us in terms of the, you know, advancement of what's going on in testing. Whether Obamacare will pay for that, no, I doubt it. All right, so, but they would like to. They would like to use this technology to see how new medications act in 3D tissue. So if you're able to manipulate the cells in the tissue you're working with and have them give you some sort of a reading or output, you're able to test medicines and do more. So I get it. I mean, it's pretty cool. I mean, it allows some, you know, Trekkie people to dive into the, you know, medical arena, and it allows some of us medical dorks to, you know, feel really cool working with the Trekkie stuff. But all in all, we all look like a bunch of dorks, honestly. Okay, when we come back, we need to talk about men's sperm and how, if you want to keep men's sperm healthy, they say to pop vitamins. I also want to talk about six cups of coffee, cutting your bowel cancer risk. We're going to talk about this virus that could be linked to diabetes. We've been talking about a virus causing diabetes, and I think they finally figured out which one it is. I'm very excited by that. I've been waiting for years for them to get their acts together. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY.
Summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, memory power, and super male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in wherever you are listening from KSIS, KDWN, XM Radio, any of your affiliates. Thank them profusely for playing the Dr. Dahlia Show. And if your local news talk station is not playing the Dr. Dahlia Show, call them up and say, look, bring Dr. Dahlia to my town. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Don't forget, if you ever miss any of the Dr. Dahlia Show, you can go to my website, download the free Dr. Dahlia app on your Android phone. We're still working on iPhone. But if you go to your Android store or go to my website, you can download the Dr. Dahlia app. If there's ever a rerun, and I do apologize because I really don't like to play replays, it could be because either I had a meeting to go to, or I had a surgery. I'm definitely getting everything done this year before my deductible gets used up. Yes, yeah, this is the colonoscopy year. I'm going to be getting that a little bit later this fall. I would love to broadcast. I mean, as we're going through the colonoscopy, I think it'll be very, very fascinating, especially as we make that turn into the transverse colon. But I just don't know if Kyle is going to be able to be on site and helping us with the logistics of that. All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. So you guys heard about this fake doctor who treated hundreds of patients before finally getting caught? 48-year-old South Carolina man Ernest Otto had apparently treated over 500 seniors, acting as a physician at Agape Senior Primary Care in Orangeburg, South Carolina. It could be Agape, but I'm going to say Agape because I think that sounds really cool. They believe that the reason why he was caught is because he had stolen his friend's medical credentials and took on his identity, and then he had opened credit cards with his friend's name. Friend figures this out, calls police. He was arrested at home. Of course, the people who hired him were like, well, wait a second. I mean, you know, we had him, you know, on board for about 6 weeks. He was highly recommended from a previous employer. He had all the necessary information to practice, passed all third-party credentialing. Well, again, he was using a fake name. That's identity theft. So, from what we understand, nobody was hurt. But, you know, we definitely have some, you know, sketchy people out there. Okay, so, when we talk about diabetes, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, diabetes is where your body doesn't metabolize sugar correctly. Okay, sugar gets into your system when you eat, whether it's from actual sugar or chocolate or from fruits or from bread, etc. Sugar's in your bloodstream, and the purpose of your body, and especially insulin in your body, is to get sugar from the bloodstream into the cells of your body so you could live on that sugar. It's a food source. People with diabetes, whether you have type 1 or type 2, can't get the sugar into the cells appropriately. In type 1, you don't have enough insulin. In type 2, you used to have insulin, and your pancreas, which shoots out the insulin, was working. Maybe it's not working as well because of a virus. Maybe you have plenty of insulin, but the insulin just isn't working that well. You have some insulin resistance, lack of sensitivity, or weight could be causing issues. So in this case, a study has come out thinking that a virus, the cytomegalovirus, which is kind of a part of the herpes family, it could be the cause of some people having diabetes type 2. It spread via respiratory tract, coughs, sneezes, etc., usually remains dormant. You know, many times when somebody is fatigued, we run mono, you know, mononucleosis, you know, Epstein-Barr virus, and we'll also run cytomegalovirus. And many people are positive for this, but they don't have any symptoms, and we really don't do much. You were exposed to cytomegalovirus at some point. Maybe you kissed somebody. Maybe someone breathed on you. But now they think maybe, this is research from Leiden University and University of Tübingen in Germany, suggests it could be a significant risk factor for type 2 diabetes in the elderly. They looked at adults age 85 and over who were infected with cytomegalovirus were about twice as likely to have type 2 diabetes compared to those who were not infected. The team looked at information from more than 500 elderly adults in the Netherlands. 80% were infected with cytomegalovirus, 15% had type 2 diabetes. Now, what does that mean? Do we all need to get our cytomegalovirus? Like I said, I think most of you are going to show up positive, though. So maybe, you know, maybe one theory for this is, you know, we get exposed to the virus, either as kids or teenagers or something. It could stress the immune system. Sometimes it could attack the pancreatic cells. Remember, the pancreas is supposed to be shooting out the insulin. Insulin, again, acts like the key to the door, letting the sugar that's in the bloodstream into the cell. Cell like a room, bloodstream like a hallway type of thing. So that's how I like to look at it. I wouldn't be surprised. Now, they've been talking about a virus possibly bothering the pancreas, and if they think this is the virus, I wouldn't be surprised, because diabetes is very common, and cytomegalovirus is very common. So why not? Just, there's really not much I think we could do about it. It's not like we could treat exposure, but it's something to look at. You know, it just, I wouldn't take a whole bunch of diabetics right now and test them for cytomegalovirus, because I think a lot of them are positive. What would be very interesting is look at people who are negative for CMV and see if they ever develop diabetes. That would be pretty interesting too. Again, but that's some longitudinal study. Could take a while. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. No, not a lot of jokes today. Not a lot of jokes, a lot of medical stuff. I'm packing it in. Gotta pack it in. Got a lot of stuff to do this week. Want to make sure you guys get a lot of information in here. All right, so 6 cups of coffee a day could keep bowel cancer away, but only by 40%. We saw a study extremely similar to this. Remember, they looked at the amount of coffee, how much coffee. If you drank 4 cups of coffee, you had some protection, but not as much. And I remember looking at this going, really, 6? Well, here's another study saying drinking several cups of coffee every day can decrease bowel cancer. Volunteers who drank 4 cups of coffee saw the risk of bowel cancer drop by 15%, yet 6 or more by 40%. Tea drinkers, not much. Now, colon cancer especially, we've noticed high risks with sitting for long periods of time at work, genetics, eating meats, processed meats, nitrates, foods high in fat, lack of exercise, etc. Why would coffee protect? I don't know. You know, some people, they need their coffee, they tell me, to poop. They say they can't poop in the morning unless they have their coffee. So if the stimulating effect of caffeine is helping you move your bowels or evacuate your bowels, okay? Didn't realize people are evacuating every day, but they evacuate their bowels. Fine. If I was in someone's bowel, I'd want to evacuate as well. If that's the case, well, then good. Because remember, having the bowel sit there and the food in the bowel and the chemicals sit there and eat away at the colon, you know, could be hazardous. But I don't think they know. Now, a Japanese study had looked at one cup of coffee nearly halving mouth and esophageal cancer. So there's something to coffee. Do I like coffee? No, I don't like coffee. I mean, if I load the coffee up with chocolate and, you know, make it a frappuccino, is that what it is? I don't drink coffee. And I don't like drinking coffee like that because the calories. No coffee. I just don't like it. I don't like it. All right, men's sperm. Older men's sperm do better if you consume vitamin C, vitamin E, zinc, and folate. They looked at men aged 22 to 80 and those older than 44 who consumed the most of those vitamins, C, E, zinc, and folate, had 20% less sperm damage. However, too much intake didn't seem to do much. Now, for those of you that are so excited about the study because you want healthy sperm, it is in the online issue of the Journal of Fertility and Sterility, led by scientists at U.S. Department of Energy's Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory. Now, we know that under malnourished men don't seem to have as good a sperm, so I guess having vitamin C, E, folate, and zinc could make sense. But what was interesting about this study is that it helped men with advanced age. You know how they've been linking advanced age with men to autism? They've been linking other types of issues with men, you know, saying, well, men, you know, if women's eggs are getting old, men's sperm could get old. So, if those of you are thinking about having a kid and you want your sperm super sperm, you may want to look at these vitamins. All right, guys, great show. Can't wait to talk to you later. Please follow me on Twitter and Facebook. But most of all, be safe and God bless.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.